Hey, yo, Pat Poose, I'm going to be the first one to say it on the radio. You my favorite new dude.
That's a big thing.
Whoever fronts on that, you angry at something about yourself. You keep it real, B. And K-Slade, off the record.
Yeah.
Because we on the air, we going to holler about Pat Poose.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up.
He ready to be on a major label situation. And I would love to put the bid in first for the guard, because I think Duke is real crazy.
That's what I'm talking about.
My man DC out there at Central Station in Long Island, the mixtape Mecca of Long Island, he actually was the first to put me on to the fact that Pat Poose was his biggest selling mixtape consistently for the last like 6-7 months. Probably longer than that. But I ain't had the conversation with him before 6-7 months ago. So yeah, whatever was transpiring before that, I wasn't privileged to knowing about. But that's like one of my dudes in Long Island that be just filming. He just be putting me on to what's good in the street when I be out of town. And like Duke was just telling me that Pat Poose got a it's almost like a, it's some kind of cult following going on with homie.
It's real talk.
I ain't even fronting, yeah, big. It's he got a cult following, dude. Like they worship the ground the young God walk on, the young homies in the hood, man. And it's great to see that New York has a new species of MC reemerging that can carry the torch, because we ain't had that in a long time.
Very much so.
We ain't had that in a long time, man. A lot of dudes, they throwing out a million and one different things in a mixtape, and the quality ain't measuring up to the quantity. They might be putting out a billion and one joints, but about 85-90% of it ain't even worth paying no mind.